Happy Sabbath. The story I'm going to share with you is entitled, Wake Up, Little Girl. Our Bible verse can be found in Jeremiah 29, verse 12. It says, Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. Now, are you ready to listen to the story? Okay. I'll just do it. Jairus was an important man. He had an important job at the synagogue, but that didn't matter and it didn't help. His daughter was sick and nothing anyone could do was making her well. We don't know the name of the little girl in the story, but we are going to call her Talitha, which in her language means little girl. Jairus and his wife looked at their young daughter, Talitha. They were worried. She was so sick. Just that morning, she had tried to get up, but she was too weak. But Jairus knew there was someone who could help. He had heard about the miracles Jesus could do. He had heard that Jesus could make people well. So Jairus went to see Jesus. Jairus found Jesus with the crowd at Levi Matthew's house. He pushed his way to where Jesus was and fell down at Jesus' feet. My little girl is dying, Jairus cried. Please come and heal her so she may live. That daddy's prayer touched Jesus' heart. Jesus and Jairus started to walk on Jairus' house, but before they got there, a man ran towards them through the crowd. Don't bother Jesus anymore, the man said to Jairus. Your daughter died a few minutes ago, but Jesus didn't pay any attention. Don't be afraid, he told Jairus. I can make her better. When they reached the house, people were crying and wailing loudly. Jesus sent them all outside. Only Jairus, his wife, and three of Jesus' helpers were allowed to go into the house with Jesus. Jesus took her by the hand and said, Talitha, I say to you, get up! All of a sudden, the little girl started to breathe. Her eyes opened, she sat up, and smiled. Jesus smiled too. Then Jesus turned to the girl's mother and said, Give her something to eat. Talitha's mom and dad were so happy. Jesus had listened to Jairus' cry for help. He had come even though everyone said it was too late. And now their little girl was alive again. They were so happy they had asked Jesus for help. They were so happy that he had listened. And they were thrilled to have their little girl alive and well again. Jesus loved that little girl, and Jesus loves you and me. He will always listen when we talk to him. Sometimes he doesn't answer the way we expect him to, but he always hears us. He always loves us, and his answers are always what is best for us. Does anyone want to pray?
Dear Jesus, thanks for all day. God's our bad things he done. May we understand what we have learned, and may we very much understand that Jesus loves us, and he will always come to us when we ask for him, even if it doesn't go out in the way we want it to. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.